This is Indio Radio. You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. Big show, February 1st. Man, it is just flying by this year. And, you know, martial arts has been just crazy. The UFC is picking up. MMA in general is just blowing up, especially the women's scene. Just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and some weird stuff happened this week that we're going to break down all today with Juliana Pena being out of her fight because basically she got attacked in her gym. I mean, just some whole weird stuff. You know, also, we're going to talk a whole lot about a lot of the up-and-coming organizations like RFA, Resurrection Fighting Alliance. And today we're going to have on Chris Heatherly, who will be making his debut. I've had Chris on a couple of times before. Good guy, regional fighter, and he is about to break onto the scene. And, I mean, the kid's got some big wins. He just recently beat Dakota Cochran of the Tough Series. So, you know, he's definitely got some skill, and it should be an interesting one. Also, we are going to finally bring you this week Ask the Cut Man with Juan Ramirez of Cut Man for Hire, and that will be a whole lot of fun. You know, guys, we do this all the time. We put out and got a whole bunch of questions from you, so I have sent Juan the best, you know, five or six, and we're going to kind of go over those today. We're also going to be talking about Cut Man for Hire, which is Juan's company, and, you know, he does a whole bunch of MMA and boxing action, so we're going to break it down from that level, so it's going to be a lot of fun today. And as you can tell, guys, I am just now getting over being sick. I mean, I was busted out with the flu, something fierce, and it killed me last week, so I apologize. I actually did this interview with Chris Heatherly that's coming up here. I did that last week, week before last, and it's just I could not get it out and going, and we couldn't do the show live because I just couldn't talk. And so we're going to break all that down. Plus, of course, we're going to talk about UFC 169, which is going to go down tonight, and I am excited about that. It is the big fight between Henan Barao and Uriah Faber. Also, I'm really looking forward on this one, Alistair Overeem versus Frank Mir, and kind of a let's call it a winner-take-all match. They both are on serious losing streaks, and so I have a feeling whoever loses this one, they're going to be out of the UFC. So it's kind of a, you know, that whole pro wrestler thing that's just taken over these days. So should be an interesting fight tonight. I am so looking forward to it. As every week, we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So you need to follow us on Twitter, at That MMA Show, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. So, guys, stick right here with us because we are going to be talking to Chris Heatherly of RFA, making his debut coming up here on March 7th in, I believe, Omaha, Nebraska. We will break all of that down and more coming up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, on the phone with me, I have a rising star of mixed martial arts. And I mean that no joke, guys. I have on the phone with me Chris Stump Heatherly. Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, bud. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Now, Chris, you have been around the mixed martial arts world kind of on the regional level for quite some time, and I have followed your career for quite a while. But for everyone who doesn't know you out there, kind of let them know a little bit about yourself.
I just going into my third year as a pro, which, you know, I'm still real young in the game. Started my amateur career off real well. I had 30 amateur fights as an amateur. I went 28-2, you know, jumped onto the pro scene. Knocked off a couple big wins, and just been climbing the ladder ever since.
Now, what I really think is interesting about you is you have fought in several different weight classes. Kind of talk a little bit about that of, you know, I mean, you got the nickname Stump for a reason. And so let's kind of talk a little bit about that, of what it's like to go from, you know, there to where you are now.
Yeah, when I got into MMA, I was just getting out of, I went to junior college to play football, so I was walking around probably around 250. At 5'8", so you can imagine it's kind of like a short roly-poly type of guy. And I took my first MMA fight at heavyweight, fought a guy that was 6'5", 265, you know, went out, got a big knockout, and then realized that I shouldn't be fighting it that way. I just started grinding and chopping the weight off. I mean, I fought in every weight class from 265 all the way down until I made a catch weight of 160.
That's amazing. And so now, what kind of heart and diligence does it take to make something like that happen? Because, I mean, that's you lost a person. I mean, for real, to make that happen.
Yeah, I had a lot of good coaches backing me. With my Muay Thai coach at Rio's Thai Boxing, and then my fiance kind of just staying on me about, you know, are we going to go? She's the type of person that either we're in it 100% or we're not in it at all. And when I told her what my goals were, you know, she pushed me to stick with it 100% and fight the mental battle of driving past McDonald's and passing up the sweets. And so far it's worked out really well for me. And you know, even I still think I'm in a weight class that I shouldn't be in, but we're working our way down and we'll eventually get to the goal weight of 155.
Well, I tell you what, for somebody who isn't in the class that they think they should be in, you have one heck of a record. You stand right now, I believe, at 7-1. Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir.
That is, it's absolutely just amazing. And you have fought some big ones in the game. Most recently here, you took on Dakota Cochran at the Warriors for Heroes event, which actually we covered that, the MMA versus PTSD. And I would have to say that probably Dakota was one of the bigger opponents that you had faced recently. What was it like going into that fight to have someone who was, you know, on the Ultimate Fighter or tried out for the Ultimate Fighter, dealt with that, you know, had been in the spotlight a bit, and then you come out and just, I mean, took it to him, first round armbar, and was done?
For me, it was a really big fight, and I looked at it as a second opportunity. I had a big opportunity. I went up to Canada and fought Alex Garcia, who the UFC just recently signed. And in his debut, knocks a guy out in the first round. I had that opportunity. I kind of went up and choked and got caught up in the emotion and you know, being in different scenery and not being the top guy for once, you know, everybody calling my name. It was the roles were reversed. So I felt like I needed to come back and fight a tough opponent, just to prove to everybody that, you know, I just wasn't in my right mind when I went to Canada. And Dakota was the perfect candidate, you know, big-name guy. And I went out there and did what I do, you know, finish and you know, put on exciting fights. And it just happened to go my way, and it was a quick first-round armbar.
And I tell you what, the cool thing about it was is that I was talking to Randy Couture after that for Full Contact Fighter. And Randy said he was very impressed by how the – one, it looked like a well-rounded matchup coming into the fight with Dakota being, you know, a much more big name, and then you just stepping up with no nervousness, no whatsoever, and just took it out. How does that something like that make you feel to hear that from a legend?
From a guy that I really, really look up to, you know, I feel like we have similar styles. You know, Randy was always a decent technical boxer, but his shiny, you know, his shining moments were in the clinch and grappling. And, you know, taking guys down and using his ground and pound. So from a guy that I look up to and kind of model myself after, it was just awesome to hear that out of his mouth. And it meant a lot to me, you know, just for a legend to even, for one, use your name in a sentence and then to give you a compliment really, really made me feel good. And then on top of that, you know, Scott Cutberk was there who runs, you know, RFA, and it really gave me a big opportunity and you know, meeting with him and now putting me where I'm at now.
All right, Chris, hang on as we get right back into it right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show with Chris Heatherly from RFA.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Chris Stump Heatherly about his upcoming big fight in RFA, Resurrection Fighting Alliance, and this is the second half of an interview that I did with him a couple weeks ago before I became, you know, deathly ill with the flu. So, all right, guys, here it is, Chris Heatherly. So now, you have mentioned it, and, you know, you and I had kind of talked about it once before that you had some big news coming up, and I said, well, whenever you're ready, you let me know, and we'll take care of it, and that has come, and that is that you have now signed with RFA. That's right, Resurrection Fighting Alliance, and you are going to be taking on, I'm going to try it, and I'm going to butcher it, but Chidi Anjikawani, coming up here at RFA 13, right?
Yes, sir. Chidi Bang, Anjikawani is his name, and he's a very, very tough guy. long range fighter, knockout power, just a tenacious dude on his feet, man. He's very well rounded, but he's known for putting guys to sleep.
Yes, and you know, he has got, I mean, he's got a pretty decent pedigree to him. 10-4 coming into this fight. He is a really tall, 6'3", though. So how's your training camp going for something like that to take on somebody that height?
Well, the good thing is in this area we got some really, really, you know, big guys, top guys that are tall and strikers. You know, I've been getting some good work in. Worked out tonight with Jake Hecht, he's not 6'3", but he's about 6'2", and he was fought in UFC. He's a powerhouse. You know, we're getting some work in with some real tall, good strikers, rangy guys. We're not necessarily concentrating on one thing. We're going to keep all our skills polished. And, you know, like I said, I fought up at 265 pounds fighting guys 6'5". You know, I'm not too much worried about the height, but we are going to prepare for a long, rangy fighter, you know, but you got to stay polished up in every area, because when you start slacking on something, that's when a guy can take you down and you know, completely change his role and put you away.
That is most definitely. Now, you were talking about your training camp and things. You come out of one of the definitely the better gyms in the Midwest, and that is you are out there with Bodog and UFC veteran Steve Berger, Ashley Cummings. So how has this training camp been going for you?
Real good. Like I said, you know, Steve has a lot of connections. So we're getting a lot of different looks at a lot of different bodies, mostly tall, rangy guys, you know, good Muay Thai, good kicks. One thing that's really going to play a good role in my training camp is, you know, we're finding guys that are 6'5", that are walking around at 230, 240 pounds that are, you know, that were playing D-line and defensive end in college, and now these guys are MMA fighters. And these guys are quick, you know. It's not fun getting hit by a guy that's 230 pounds who moves like lightning, you know. So we're really getting a good look everywhere. And we just started a new strength and conditioning program, and I'm still about 8 or 10 weeks out, and I already feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in.
That is awesome to hear. So then now, talk a little bit about how were you approached by RFA? I know that you said it happened at the AMMO for PTSD, but talk us through, for all those guys out there who kind of, you know, maybe are now starting to know the Chris Heatherly name, and they're working their way up, and they know, you know, how does something like this come about?
Well, the main thing is, obviously, you need to put your time in the gym. You're putting your time in the gym, because sometimes these calls, they happen at last-minute notice. And if you're not prepared, you're going to miss out on an opportunity. What happened with me is we actually had a different guy lined up for the AMMO show. We were training for, I believe his name's Chris Curtis. He broke his foot the week of. They gave me a call and said, hey, we got a guy that can really elevate your career if you can go out there and put this guy away. They told me who it was, and me being the fighter that I am, and I love to fight, and I'm looking to always get to the next level. I was more than happy to take the fight. Went out there and just, you know, like I said, put on a show, and it put my name and Scott Cutbirth's in mind, and he offered me a deal with RFA, and I was extremely ecstatic. And ever since then, I just been really, really happy that I had that opportunity to perform on that show. And now I have an opportunity with, in my opinion, one of the best, right under the UFC, Resurrection Fighting Alliance, and I'm looking to go out and put on a show there.
I definitely think so. Now, tell us, when is the event, and how can people watch it?
The event is March 7th. It's in Lincoln, Nebraska. Preferably, you can come watch it by taking the road trip with my team, and all my friends and fans. We're going to take the drive down there, and tickets start at $20 to get in the door, which is dirt cheap. And if you can't make the trip down, you can watch March 7th live on Access TV at 9 o'clock. The card starts at 9, and me and one of my good friends, El Derde Sanchez, will be on the card as well. He's the co-main event, and headlining is UFC veteran Efren Escudero and UFC tough alum Dakota Cochran. So. It's going to be an awesome show, and I prefer everybody makes the trip, but if you can, at least tune into Access TV and take a look at the fights.
That is so awesome. All right, now, Chris, tell everybody how they can find you on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that good info.
You can look me up on Facebook at Chris Stump Heavily, or you can hit me up on Twitter at get_stumpe, so get stumped 185.
Awesome. All right, any shout-outs to the sponsors and the coaches?
Yeah, I definitely want to shout-out B-Range Construction. They've been with me for a while and been taking care of me. Gyrocycles. Definitely want to shout-out Universal Link Tattoo. And Vinyl Imaging, and then everybody out at Burger MMA and all the guys helping me prepare for this camp.
All right, guys. Chris Stump-Heatherly. Chris, thank you for joining us so much today.
Appreciate it, sir.
And that is our interview with Chris Stump-Heatherly. Good stuff. All right, guys, stick with us as we're going to do our big segment, Ask the Cutmen, with Juan Ramirez from Cutman for Hire. Check them out, www.cutman4hire.com. Stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we're back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Now, guys, on the phone with me right now is Juan Ramirez from Cutman for Hire. Now, if you guys have not heard of this company before, they are on a mission to provide quality supplies for cutmen, cornermen, and the need to take care of their fighters during combat. Cutman for Hire also provides professional cutman services for individual fighters, fight teams, and MMA and boxing events, which is pretty darn cool. Juan, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. That's a great intro, Jeremy. Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. I got to tell you, I definitely use some of the Cutman for Hire products here when I work on the corners for the guys that I do, and I absolutely love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So now, Juan, talk a little bit about to everyone, you know, how did you get involved in this? We've had on, you know, Stitch Duran, Mike Dresbeck from the UFC, you know, Mike Rodriguez, all of these guys, and they all kind of have individual interesting stories of how they got into the cutman field. How did you start out?
You know what, I've always had a passion for boxing, and I remember as a kid, my dad used to watch wrestling, like WWE, you know, wrestling, and I was like, all right, but then I got into the boxing thing, so I liked, you know, watching it, and I don't know, I had something in me. I would always want to watch, you know, the Tuesday night fights on USA, you know, all these things, and like, I want to get involved, you know, I want to get more involved in the sport, but I was already probably in my mid, you know, 20s or a little bit older, you know, I couldn't really get in there and start boxing, but I did go to the gym that was near my home, and I'm like, they were teaching MMA, and I asked one of the guys there, I go, you know what, I want to be a cut man, is it okay if I come in and take care of any of the fighters, you know, just in case somebody gets hurt or bloody, or, you know, I want to help out. And the trainer there was, his name is Norbert Amador, or was Norbert Amador at that gym, and he goes, you know what, I've never heard of anybody wanting to be a cut man, you know, everybody that comes here wants to be a fighter. But I'm sure, man, come on down, you know, the gym's open for you, do your things, and that's where it all began for me. You know, it began as a dream, and then went out to the gym, asked if I can come out and help out, and they opened up their doors, so that's how the journey began.
That's awesome. So now, talk a little bit about then, you've been at the business for quite a while, you know, Cutman for Hire has been out there for quite some time, and so now, what brought you into the need for starting the company CutmanForHire.com?
Well, like in 2004, I think, yeah, it was about 2004 when this all began. And I didn't even know what to, you know, everybody had nicknames and this and this and that. And I'm like, I don't even have a name. I go, I know I want to be a cutman. I know people can hire me. So somebody said, well, why don't you just be Cutman for Hire? You know, kind of like, you know, food for less, or, you know, things like that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it was just like, you know, kind of catchy and stuff, and I was like, well, I'll give that a try and stuff, and years later, you know, maybe like a year later, I was like, I don't like Cutman for Hire. I don't like that name, you know. I was like, it doesn't make sense to, you know, it's not a cool nickname, you know. And then it kind of, everything started turning. I'm like, you know what, there's no specialty shop for cutman. You know, I was starting to work events, and they're like, oh, where'd you get this? And I saw the need for certain things, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and see what happens, open up a store. And so then the name made sense. You know, it's like, okay, there's a lot of cutmen out there. They're going to get hired, you know, so cutmen for hire. And that's how that began. You know, we started the store about 3 to 4 years ago, I would say, the store started. And it's been big, man. It's mostly word of mouth. And we're doing, you know, it's going good. Can't complain, you know. I mean, I can still keep my regular job and do this, you know, as a site thing, you know. So it's wonderful.
Well, I tell you what, I had found Cutman for Hire a while back because I do cornering for MMA fighters. I work, you know, some in training. I do some teaching, that type of thing. And again, a lot of the MMA events that are smaller, they don't have Cutman, so the corner guys have to do it. And so I found your website, and I'm like, man, this guy has got the beat on all the products. This is great. And so, you know, I'm really impressed. I have, you know, your Elite utility wristband. I use all of the swabs. How did you come up with some of the stuff that you had? Because, I mean, it works out great.
You know, the swabs, I mean, I wanted to get something out there. I mean, I see some of the other stores, you know, I won't mention names, but some of the other stores, you know, they carry swabs, they carry this and that, but it's like your basic, you know, Q-tip, you know, that size. And you know, I mean, working the fight set, most of my cuts aren't going to be, you know, the size of a Q-tip. You're going to need a bigger swab, you know, for that job. So that's when I started, you know, either creating the, you know, making the swabs, you know, custom swabs, or just going out there and getting, you know, what I thought, you know, from being in the trenches would work for us, you know, as cut men. So that's how we started getting all these products. I mean, everything that you see on the store is stuff that we use, you know, that I use as fights, you know. So that's how we got that collection on there. The wristband, I mean, we've seen other versions of a wristband out there. And, you know, I just said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And this is all things that, believe it or not, are, you know, most of the things that you see on there, I've actually touched and created it, and, you know, that wristband that you wear, you know, I've sewn that stuff up. So this is a grassroots, company at this time. We hope that, you know, in time, you know, it gets bigger and bigger and that we can, you know, expand it and stuff. But right now, everything that you see is, you know, I'm pretty much, you know, I am for manufacturing. He's shipping. This is what we're doing. You know, we're doing it all right now.
Well, I love it, and I use them. So go check it out. Cutman4, the number 4, hire.com, and on Twitter at Cutman4Hire. All right, now stick with us as we come back. We will have more with Juan Ramirez from Cutman4Hire.com, and we'll be bringing you our segment, Ask the Cutman, right after this here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Juan Ramirez from Cutman for Hire, and it is time for our little segment. Now, all right, Juan, this is the big thing. We do this segment about once a month, and we, like I said, we brought in a whole bunch of cutmen to do it. And so now you're up in the hole, and it is our segment called Ask the Cutman. So we ask all of our questions to different people out there. We get these questions via Twitter. So we're just going to bust them down to you and see what you think, all right? Okay, first off, what's the worst cut you have ever seen?
You know, the worst cut was a few years ago. And I say it was the worst one because it was actually at a Muay Thai show. And I was working the corner of Joe Kardashian. And he got elbowed, man, right on the forehead. And it was the worst. It wasn't because it was a bloody cut. It was just deep. I mean, I can see the back of, or the front of his skull. You know, so it was a very deep cut. And I was like, wow, you know, as cut man, you know, we just look at it and we don't, you know, we're not making faces like, damn, you know, that's the worst cut ever. But, you know, in your head, you're like, wow, you know, that's pretty bad. You know, but, that was the worst one. The bloodiest cut was at an event here in San Diego, Total Combat event. And the fighter was Justin Cruz. He was actually fighting, I believe it was Danny Martinez, who's going to be debuting tomorrow at the UFC. Mm-hmm. And that one was a bad one because it was just very bloody. It seemed like a water hose that has a hole. It must have got an artery because that thing was squirting blood everywhere.
Oh.
And it took forever. I mean, the fight stopped. The doctor, myself, everybody was working on that thing, and it just would not. You know, it took a long time to get it stopped, and just the smell of the blood and the flame, you know how it is. And
oh, yeah.
One of those things. You know, you can smell the iron. And
oh, yeah.
It was just, that was the bloodiest one right there.
All right, so now talking that way, what are the medicines or what are the chemicals that you use to stop a cut?
The most common one that I use is adrenaline 1000.
Okay,
that's the most common medication. I also carry thrombin, which is also very good. That's a very good good medicine to use as well, and it is legal in most of the states. I know California, Nevada, it's both of those are legal. Avitin is another one that's legal. But I don't use that one. I've never used that one. I hear it's really expensive, and it's, you know, a little bit tricky to use. But thrombin is a liquid, just as adrenaline is, and that one works good. One of the doctors that we worked with, that he said about thrombin was, you know, with adrenaline, it kind of, you know, somebody's already got a pretty hard, you know, like their heartbeat's already racing.
Mm-hmm.
That can kind of sometimes, you know, speed things up. As far as, you know, your heart and everything.
Gotcha.
And with thrombin, it's more of a neutral thing. So you apply that and it's, you know, it doesn't really mess with the rhythms and all that stuff. It's, you know, and it's, the times I've worked thrombin, it's been great. And then, don't forget about the ice, you know, the Enswell. That's a great thing, you know, to use also for bleeding. I mean, that helps you out.
Oh, yeah.
It will help out a lot in that corner.
All right. And finally, for everyone out there who's aspiring to get into this, how do you recommend becoming a cut man?
I would recommend just getting involved with the sport. You know, if you live in a, like I did, I mean, I wasn't a boxer, I wasn't an MMA fighter, but I wanted to get involved. I went in there into a gym and just volunteered. You know what? Can I help out? Can I do this? Join a team. If there's an MMA school in your area, go out there, you know, be a part of that team. Go out there and help them out. You know, a lot of times people don't want to pay dues. They're like, you know, I'll get a lot of, you know, how do I become a UFC cut man? You know, how do I, you know, get there? And I'm like, you know what? If you like what you're doing, enjoy the ride. You know, if you make it to the UFC, if you make it to a boxing world championship, great. But if you don't, you had fun on the way up there, you know? So that's I think I'd recommend, you know, just getting involved. Things you can do is, if there's seminars for cut men, I know the National Trainers Cutman Association was doing some trainings. I think last year they had one. That's one way to do it. I know Stitch at times if they go to events where they're, I don't know if they have stuff in Vegas, but sometimes you get tips from them there. And also just get ready, man. Go out and do your first aid, your first responder stuff. You know, get all those things so you can start building your resume. But number one, just get involved in that sport and get in the trenches. That's the best way to learn it.
Awesome. All right, Juan Ramirez, how can everybody find you on social media? Again, the website, www.cutman4hire.com. But tell them about social media. How can they find you out there?
Well, Facebook, it's Juan Ramirez, and I believe it's Juan. You can look up Cutman for Hire. You can link up through, like you said, through the website. On Facebook, we're on there, and we have a Cutman for Hire page, and Twitter, it's Cutman for Hire on Twitter. And I think that's it. I think those are the only social medias we're involved with, but there's a lot of interesting stuff. You know, if people have questions, can always contact me via email. It's cutmanforhire@yahoo.com. So I'm pretty accessible. You know, if somebody emails me, I try to respond, you know, within a short amount of time. And those are the best ways. Our store is, everything's online. We don't do phone orders or anything like that at this time. But, you know, communications, I would say it's very good. We try to provide 100% customer service because I know how important it is as a cut man to get these supplies out there. I know how important it is for the guys, you know, to take care of their fighters. So I try to, you know, do that with our product, get them out there as soon as we can.
And I will attest to it, guys. You know me. I don't endorse any product that I don't use myself. And I tell you what, I've even sent Juan some pictures of the last show that I worked at with a couple of my fighters. And one of them got cut really good over the eye. And all of my Cutman for Hire products worked out great, stopped the bleeding. He was able to continue for 2 rounds. And even the referee afterwards goes, man, that was a bad cut. I thought it was getting stopped in the first. And it was. I gave him 2 more rounds out of it with my Cutman for Hire products.
Oh, that's great. And Jeremy, you know what? I think as a fellow cut man, being ready, you know, having your stuff ready, that means a lot, and it shows a lot to, and you know, when you're in that dressing room, people are looking, you know, they're looking at how you're doing things, you know, and if they see, you know, that you're ready as a cut man, you may get that call next time there's a show. Be like, hey, Jeremy, or hey, Juan, can you come and work with my fighters? I saw the way you were wrapping up, or I saw that you come prepared. That's very important, you know, when you're out there working. You never know who's in the audience. You never know who's in that dressing room. That could be a potential client for you.
I agree. All right, Juan Ramirez from Cutman for Hire, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Jeremy. And one last thing.
Certainly.
If anybody, I'm going to have a promotion. If they go to the website and they put in the product code or the coupon code of that MMA show, they get a discount.
Awesome. So, well, we will tweet that out, too.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much, Juan. All right, guys, check it out. Cutmanforhire.com. Put in that MMA show, and you get a deal. Gotta love that. All right, guys, coming up next, we got more mixed martial arts action. We're talking UFC. Stick with us right here on Indio Radio and that MMA show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. It's just turn it on.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Big thanks to Juan Ramirez and also to Chris Heatherly for joining us today. Heck of a good interviews with those guys. So now, all right, guys, tonight, UFC 169, it is Barao versus Faber in the main event. The venue, Prudential Center, location, Newark, New Jersey. This will be a fun night of fights tonight, and, I mean, it is just continually stacked. I am looking forward to the big ones of Nick Cantone versus Tom Watson. That'll be a fun fight. But I tell you what, this main card looks awesome. Jamie Varner versus Abel Torreo. That's good stuff right there. But let's jump into this one. And I'm calling it the Loser Leaves Town match, which all you professional wrestling people out there should get, even though, you know, I don't do professional wrestling. It is Frank Mir versus Alistair Overeem. Now, there hasn't even really been a whole lot of hype on this fight. Just a whole lot of training. And from what we understand, you know, basically both fighters have a TRT exemption, so they're both going to be, you know, whatever you want to deal with that. But Alistair Overeem looks considerably smaller in every picture that I've seen of him coming out lately. So this should be an interesting fight. You know, Mir will try to stand with anybody except, let's hope, for a world-class, you know, kickboxer. But I mean, he is a submission expert on the ground. I do not see why he wouldn't want to take this fight to the ground and finish it, because he needs a win, and he needs a win badly. And then with Alistair Overeem, of course, he wants to keep it standing, stand in the pocket, and just knock him out of the park, which, you know, unfortunately, that's been the way that Mir has lost in his last couple of fights. So, as again, I think this is going to be the Loser Leaves Town match, and I'm pretty sure whoever loses this one is going to be dropped by the UFC, or they're going to retire. It's going to be one of the two. And then it is Jose Aldo against Ricardo Lamas. That is going to be one heck of a title fight. Jose Aldo is the man, though, guys. Let's figure that one. And then we have Henan Barao versus Uriah Faber in the main event. Now, Henan Barao has been given the big UFC. He is the big guy now. He is, you know, the champ. They stripped it from Dominic Cruz after Dominic ended up again injured. And now, so Uriah Faber, it's all on his hands to take it and run with it. So, big night of fights. The prelims start at Fight Pass at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. If you guys have not got Fight Pass yet, you really need to go check it out. I mean, it's free till March 1st. I have already, you know, I've had it since day one, and I love it. It's a whole lot of fun. Get to watch a whole lot of old fights, a lot of stuff that you forgot about. So, good things. And then the prelims will be on Fox Sports 1, and that is at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, the main card kicks off on pay-per-view at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we will break this one all down on the week that was coming up here next week, and also we will do it on Full Contact Fighter TV. You can check that out at fcfighter.com. Little show I do every week with them, and you know, you get to see what I look like and all other kind of good stuff. So, also in big UFC news this week, Juliana Pena is out of her fight in the UFC, and we are hearing some weird things of what happened and why. She apparently had a huge knee injury, and it was really severe. MCL, ACL, meniscus, just the whole thing was torn up. And so now Dana White came out and said, you know, she may be out for an extended period of time. I mean, up to like 2 years, which I can't see that. But, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it. She was White came out this week and said she was training in her gym, and one of her training partners, a guy, was saying to, oh, you're wearing your Ultimate Fighter t-shirt. We're real scared. You know, the smack talk. And then basically he like jumped on her back and started doing a neck crank, you know, a la Liz Carmouche. And with the way she fell, her knee blew out. And that was the end of it. Now, that is, if it's true, it's absolutely horrible and should be deplored in any gym, and especially as somebody of her caliber. You know, I don't care if you're pissed that you're, you know, your girl is in the UFC now, or if there's women in the UFC, period. It's not, this is not a good thing. So hopefully Juliana Pena will recover quickly, and Rocky Pennington will now be stepping into her fight. So that will be a good fight. It sucks, though, for Juliana Pena. Worked her way up to get this far, and then next thing you know, some, you know, jackass in her gym blows her knee out. So, all right, guys, coming up next, we are going to be doing our week that was, the Twitter shoutouts, and of course, our calendar of events. So follow us on Twitter at That MMA Show, or on Facebook, facebook.com/That MMA Show. And all those favorite segments are up right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, 'cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio. Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today, and it has been one heck of a show so far. Big thanks to Chris Heatherly and to Juan Ramirez at Cutman for Hire. And don't forget, you can go to cutman4hire.com and enter in the promo code That MMA Show, and you will get a discount on your order. And I tell you what, guys, go get a t-shirt, go get some, you know, if you're into the Cutman thing, get a swabs, because, I mean, his stuff's good. It really is. I enjoy it. I use it all of the time for all the fighters that I work with. So, all right, guys, we are going to hit it with our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. And I got to tell you, the week that was is going to be one thing this week, because I am kind of bummed about this one. It's sad. I have interviewed this guy on a couple of different occasions. He punched me once at an Invicta fight, which I thought was pretty awesome, and, you know, got Chris Gregory up in Kansas City, like, you know, I think 300,000 hits on that YouTube video. So it was a lot of fun. And that is Pat Barry is calling it quits in mixed martial arts. He announced this week that he has decided that he does not want to wrestle anymore and that he just wants to hit people. So we kind of thought, all right, well, maybe this sounds like it's going to be glory or something to that effect. And then it just kept continually surfacing that, no, he really is just going to retire. But his manager came back and said that, you know, we will definitely see him fighting again, but just not in mixed martial arts, which saddens me because I liked Pat Barry. Pat Barry was a fun freaking guy. If you have ever been around Pat in any situation, he is the coolest guy you'd ever want to meet. He is the most anti-rock star, anti-sports kind of guy. I mean, literally, I have seen him take pictures with every fan. You know, everybody tells the story of how a little girl asked him for his autograph, and he said, okay, as long as you give me yours first. My daughter has actually pictures with Pat Barry. Again, like I said, I have interviewed him several times. You can find that on thatmmashow.com. You can actually see the interview that I did with Pat Barry. And so I am really sad to see him go. I am hoping that with either how his contract is worded or if he's out of his contract that he can go to glory, because I would absolutely love to see Pat Barry in kickboxing again. So that is going to do it for our week that was. And, of course, then we have our Twitter shout-out of the week. And this week our Twitter shout-out is going to be Gorilla Punch Clothing. That's the funniest name I have heard in a long time for a clothing company, and I like it. You can see them at Go Gorilla Punch, and they are an MMA-inspired clothing company based out of San Antonio, Texas, and they are our Twitter shout-out of the day. They have some funny-looking, I mean, I love their logo. It's this monkey who looks just kind of pissed off, and I dig it. It's a pretty friggin' cool t-shirt. So go check them out at Go Gorilla Punch on Twitter. So that is our Twitter shout out of the day. And finally this week, we have our calendar of events. And we are going to start off, of course, with tonight, UFC 169 from Newark, New Jersey. And that is going to be the big Henan Barão versus Uriah Faber. And Jose Aldo is on that card also. That will be a whole lot of fun. And then coming up after that, we have UFC Fight Night 36, February 15th, down in Brazil. Then UFC 170, that's the big Ronda Rousey fight. That will be a whole lot of fun, taking on Sarah McMahon, and that is February 22nd in Las Vegas. And then in March, Tough China Final, March 1st in Macau. RFA 13, that's right, March 7th, our guest Chris Heatherly will be on that card, and that is out in Nebraska. Go check that one out. UFC 171, March 15th in Dallas, Texas. That'll be a barn burner with all the fights on that card. And then UFC Fight Night 38, March 23rd in Natal, Brazil. And I am looking forward to that one because my buddy Honey Marks is fighting on that card. That will be a whole lot of fun. So you know what, guys? It has been one heck of a show today. And so, you know, it is time that we called it quits. But before we go, follow us on Twitter at ThatMMAShow or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. As we bring you every week the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So remember, guys, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody tell me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.